Walking to my car, I ran through the possible ways the date could end. Conversation during dinner never dragged, and I'd managed to keep soda from coming out my nose when Adam made me laugh, and he'd done that a lot. He'd earned a check plus in the humor column. But he wasn't without his quirks. When his plate arrived at the table, he moved the mashed potatoes, which he ordered without gravy, away from the steak and the green beans, away from the mashed potatoes. If keeping food separate was his biggest flaw, I could live with that. Would he ask me out again? I wanted him to. Would he kiss me? Did I want him to? Yes, please. When we arrived at my car, he handed over the roses. This has been fun. I agree. I tucked the roses into the back seat so that my hands were empty. Would he correctly interpret my strategy? Once I closed the door, he leaned against my car, and he was one of those men that had mastered that move, with his arms crossed, muscles stretched the sleeves of his shirt. I forced myself not to inch closer. I'm glad you stopped me.
I'm glad you changed your mind about leaving.
He moved closer.
Any chance you'd want to have dinner with me again?
I could be talked into that. I crossed my arms, unsure what to do with my empty hands, but then thought better of it. I didn't want to send signals that I was putting up a wall.
I'll pick you up, which would save you money on gas. Dinner will be on me, which saves you money. You have to eat, right? And I'll let you choose the place.
He lifted one eyebrow. Is that you talking me into it?
Is it working?
I nodded, then shook my head. But I don't want to choose.
If I must, I will force my choice upon you.
He slipped his phone out of his pocket.
If I'm going to pick you up again and arrange for dinner, I'll need your number.
Making sure my fingers brushed his, I took his phone and added my info. I'll let you name the contact.
See, that's where a really good joke could get me in all kinds of trouble. There are rules.
He grabbed his phone and my hand with it.
Are there any rules against a goodnight kiss?
No. I didn't want him to think I was saying no to the kiss, so I quickly added, there are no rules against that. He tugged me closer.
I'm happy to hear that.
When he bent forward, my eyelids slipped close as I anticipated the feel of his lips on mine, and he did not disappoint. His lips moved against mine, and his very muscular arms circled my waist. He didn't linger long enough to make people stare, but it was long enough to send my heart rate skyrocketing. To think I'd almost left. When we broke away, he stayed close, his mouth hovering inches from mine.
I should probably say goodnight, but I don't want to.
I tried to tame my smile so I didn't resemble the Cheshire Cat, and it was definitely not the right time to toy with the buttons on his shirt. Not that I wanted him to take it off or anything, but I liked being close to him. A nervous energy made the urge to fidget almost uncontrollable. I completely understand. Just as he closed the distance and touched his lips to mine once again, my phone buzzed in my pocket. I ignored it. When his phone started buzzing, we both laughed.
What would you wager that my mother is calling to ask about my date?
With his arm still around me, he turned the phone so that I could see that his guess was correct. I'm guessing my mom just called me for the same reason. And for the record, I'm not telling her about this last part.
Adam winked. Good to know.
He opened my door.
Be careful driving home.
Since he wasn't on duty, ready to come to my rescue, I'd be doubly careful. But out loud, I only said a portion of that. I will. Letting my hand slip out of his, I climbed into the car. Night.